Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for the Vibe Check. This Thursday morning, you got Moose, you got Breezy, and yes, we're just...
In.
Those good vibes. 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? I'm going to be honest with you. This studio stinks. And I'm pretty sure.
I'm nose blind to it now. I completely forgot about it.
It's coming.
It's like once you get in it and you bask in it, you don't know it anymore.
I walked in this morning. I'm like, is it my upper lip? No. It smells like a mouse got in here and died. That's what it smells like. And I don't have it in me to start digging around this morning. I don't want to do it.
We got a long weekend, so I'm sure one of our engineers will look for it. Oh, maybe not. I don't know.
And that might not even be it. I don't know. There's no trash in the garbage can. I don't know what that smell is. Doesn't that drive you nuts when you smell something and you can't pinpoint where it's coming from?
Yeah, again, only smelt it for like 10 minutes, and now I'm basking in it, so I can't smell it anymore. I'm sure if I walk out and come back in, I could smell it. But anyways, what is everybody's vibes? How's everybody doing? What's the 411? Tell us literally everything.
Please.
We got some of our friends here. Kelsey's here. She says, good morning. I'm feeling great this morning because I wrapped up my show last night that I was really into. So I'm really like happy/sad about that. It's always such a weird feeling when you end a show that you're really into.
The tip for that is don't watch the last episode. That way it never ends.
Right. Good morning and happy Thursday from Nico and Steven.
Hey-o!
Vibes are way, way up since it's our last day of work. Then we're leaving for Tennessee tomorrow around 3 a.m. to visit Nico's family. Love you guys so much. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Oh my God, drive safe.
I haven't been to Tennessee yet.
The old drive down to Tennessee.
We love you guys too.
Where are you going?
You guys hitting up Nashville?
Me. I've been to Nashville, Chattanooga, borders of Georgia.
What's the vibe in Chattanooga? What's that like? Is it similar to Waco, Texas, where there's a whole lot of nothing?
Never been to Waco, Texas. But it's fine.
Oh, I love that review.
I mean, it's Tennessee. What do you want from me?
I don't know.
I'm
one of those guys, like, when you think New York, you think New York City.
Yeah.
When you think Nashville or Tennessee, you think Nashville. I don't know. I've just never been.
Yeah, it's a little far away from...
Well, safe travels.
2 hours away from Nashville, but...
Please tell Nico's family we said hi.
No, literally.
Probably worried sick about us.
I know. They're probably like, how are your friends?
They're fine. I know you had a really heavy appointment yesterday, so I'm sure your vibes aren't through the roof because it's pretty anxiety driven.
Yeah.
You know, but for the most part, you got a lot going on this weekend.
I know. Up. This weekend's a huge weekend. This weekend is my girlfriend's birthday. So long weekend to just celebrate.
Patrice.
Her. We're going out of town. Go, Patrice.
Go, Patrice. Where are you going?
Going to Skinny Atlas.
That's right.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. If you've never been to Skinny Atlas, it's just outside of Syracuse. Gorgeous town. Gorgeous storybook town. And yeah, we're going to do all the things. Maybe a little spa moment. Maybe a little hike moment.
Oh, there's so much to look forward to.
Yeah. So, and then Friday, going to Kane Brown at CMAC. So if you guys are going tonight, I mean, there's tonight. He's performing tomorrow. He's performing. So have some fun for the first CMAC concert of the summer.
Oh, it is the first one. That's right. And then, mm-hmm. of course, we got Benson Boone on June 5th. It's coming to CMAC. That's going to be a huge concert, too. Breezy and I will 80% sure we're going to be there.
Hopefully. Right. Cross your fingers and your toes.
But the vibes are up this morning, way up. And so glad they are for some of you guys, too, this morning. So thanks for being here. Big story of the day. The founder of this nonprofit is pissed. It's the third time that somebody has touched her property. And it's the third time she's gotten robbed. Mm. I'll tell you what they took this time and what she's doing. And I'll tell you, this is an inspirational story because as much as this woman has been knocked down, she just keeps getting back up.
Period.
We'll tell you about it coming up next. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. People are ruthless, Breezy.
That we know.
Ruthless. The founder of Conky Cruisers, if you haven't heard of it, it's a nonprofit here in Rochester. But they offer a lot of free neighborhood cycling and bicycling. And the founder said she has been robbed for the third time. Mm. Oh, that's so tough. After the first theft in 2015, the owner, Teresa Bowick, received a grant from the Greater Rochester Health Foundation just to install security fences.
So what was she robbed of exactly? The bikes or?
Well, the first few times, yeah. These bikes are in storage containers. They took the bikes. So after they got robbed the first couple times, the Health Foundation reached out and said, look, we want to make sure you have all the security measures that you need because we love the work that you do. And we want to make sure that you're safe. Get yourself a really big fence to protect all your bikes. And then they stole the fence. The whole thing. This fence was $12,000. And it protected all of the storage containers that had the bikes in it. And she woke up, fence gone. Bowick said the thieves also cut the cords connecting her security cameras that keep an eye on those storage units where she keeps the bikes for her program.
Wow.
She goes, I started with nothing. We rebuilt from nothing. And here we do it again.
Yeah, that's wild.
And she said, it hurts. It really hurts. But I can't stop believing in Rochester. And I cannot stop investing in our youth. Rochester police responded to the theft report. This was on Monday and are investigating. But obviously, if you have any information or video, they request that you please call 911. If you're not going to do it, I certainly will. I love calling the police.
No, literally. It's like, I've already called them three times this morning.
Yeah.
Before 6:30.
If there's someone in need, sometimes you got to say something. And I know I can contradict myself sometimes because snitches get stitches. But when you own a nonprofit, let's help Teresa out here. Enough is enough. She's trying to do good in the community. And she has for many years.
Right. Absolutely.
They stole the fence?
I mean, shame on whoever put the fence in because I obviously didn't do a great job.
Well, this is why we can't have nice things in this city.
Period.
Breezy, you ever get naked in front of your dad?
Yeah. I mean, like, not very recently, but yeah, growing up, we were a nude family. We were.
Not everybody is. Some people grew up in naked households and that were just a little bit more comfortable with one another. Elena says she has a question for us for Parental Confidential this morning. Her husband is shaming her for doing just this in front of their 9-year-old son. Is that too old? We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
This weekend.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Memorial Day means a lot to me because it's the day that we remember our soldiers, sailors, everybody that's in the military.
We honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
Remembering and honoring those who served to protect our...
Just when you think you've got life figured out... You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Breezy, how long would you say you've been a nudist?
Ever since I could walk.
You've been practicing for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
31 years. Well, some people grew up in a naked household where they're more comfortable, we'll say, with... their families. Others, not the case.
That's me.
Got this message from Elena. And I found this very interesting because according to her, her husband's shaming her.
Okay.
Here's the message. Hi, guys. I'm going to be having a child this year and wanted to get other insights. I grew up in a naked household. Now, we changed how we got dressed and showered, etc., in front of each other. But it was something that I always did. It was something my parents always did. This was nothing to be embarrassed about. And I will add, it was just us girls who did this. We didn't have any brothers. So my husband and I, we already have a 9-year-old son. We have one on the way. I tend to still walk around naked in my home when he is present. Is this concept still weird? Because my husband thinks so, as he grew up with just his mother and much older brother. And he told me that our son is old enough where this will make him extremely uncomfortable and it's not okay anymore. He's at an age basically where this is, it's a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, cover up. And I feel like I'm being shamed. And I'm sorry, you guys, if this is such a weird question. I just wanted to hear from listeners if anyone else grew up in a naked household and if anyone else sees anything walking around with a 9-year-old son at home. Is it weird if I'm in the nude? Thank you, guys. All right. Well, according to you, it's not.
Not at all. I mean, like, listen.
When is it too old?
I mean, I feel like we all still kind of walk around naked.
You walk around fully nude in front of your dad?
I don't live with my parents, so it's not like I'm like
when was the last
there
time you were...
all the time. But
right.
Like, I mean, here's the thing. It comes down to working smarter, not harder. And I mean, for my family's sake, like my mom does laundry every single day, uh-huh. multiple loads a day.
Okay.
And my dad is working with asphalt all day and tar and insert mess here.
Right.
So him stripping down in the garage, he's not wearing those clothes inside.
Of course not.
And then he's not going to rechange into other clothes just to run upstairs, then to get out of the clothes to get in the shower. It's
so
stupid.
He takes his boxers off and everything.
I don't know if he takes his boxers off, but
well, that's what we're talking about. Fully nude.
I mean, maybe, sure. Let's say sure. He does. For the sake of the argument, yeah, he does.
Okay. And I'm just saying here, I grew up around it, but then you get to a certain age where some parents are like, okay, we're not going to do this anymore.
But
we're
it's like, why stop now? It's like, you've been doing it your whole life. It's honestly weird if you stop. Commit to the bit.
It's weird if you stop getting naked around your teenage kids. Well, at some point, I would assume that that's...
But I'm saying, if it's your family norm, let it be your family norm. Like, I mean... If it's something you've always done, yes, it'd be weird if you just started randomly. You've never done it your whole life, and now that you're 15 and you're like, let's get naked together. Like, see, but if it's normal, then it's normal.
For some people, it's normal. It's not typically, I wouldn't consider it the social norm. I mean, the messages that come in sometimes are absolutely wild. But, you know, we thank you for them. This is something that I think a lot of people are either comfortable with or clearly they're definitely not. But Elena's husband is kind of shaming her and be like, look, our son is 9. It's time to put some clothes on. You can't be walking around naked all the time in front of our son. So we'll ask the question this morning is, what's the age limit here? 585-252-9800. When do you stop being naked in front of your child? How old should your kids be? Because there's clearly a cutoff limit at some point. What is it?
I don't think there is, because if you're going to implement this type of lifestyle and this way of living, it's so normal in your household that I don't think you need to stop. I don't think you need to stop because you've been doing it for so long. It'd be weird if you did stop.
No, you definitely need to stop.
I don't think you
do. It just becomes inappropriate. Like if I was 11 though? Or 12 and my mom's walking around naked in the kitchen, I remember feeling a certain way, even walking in the room and seeing her in a bra. I'm like, oh, sorry. You get uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, then you're just not that close with your family.
No, not like that. I'm not.
So.
Sarah's here. She goes, LOL, I'm 28, and my mom still opens the door when she's peeing to talk to me. Some families do not care.
Yeah.
My dad always covered up, but my mom never really cared, at least with me. And I think the max age is maybe 7. If her son is 8 or 9, it might be time to start covering up. Julie says, ew, this is creepy.
Let me just put it this way. If I were to walk in on anyone in my family naked, my reaction wouldn't be, oh my God. It would just be like, oh, hey, what's up? Like,
yeah, and then, but you,
I mean, I wouldn't like sit there and stare at them, but I would just go about my day and move past them and get what I needed to get. Like,
sure. Yeah. You're not, I mean, you know, especially if you're walking into their room, it's their room. Who else is here? I mean, mine are 9 and 6. It's the same thing. If you walk into my room while I'm changing, then there you go. You saw me naked. I'm not going to stop.
This person says, a naked household is weird. End of story. Not really, because it's your house. So, like, you can do whatever you want to do in your house. This person says, when your son is uncomfortable being naked in front of you, that's a sign to stop. That's a sign that you should also stop.
Oh, I see. And that's a good point, too. Okay, let me ask you this. Maybe this isn't even the right question to ask you, because I don't think you're ever going to get to a point of being uncomfortable around someone being naked.
Never.
Didn't you go to a bachelorette party and you were just naked the whole time in front of people you didn't know?
I was naked the whole time, but yeah, I was naked.
Butt naked?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I don't know where you get your confidence from, Breezy.
You got to be comfortable with yourself.
I do. I envy you. Chris says, I try not to treat nudity as a big deal, but I think 9 is crazy, because kids today start to become interested in girls at 9, and it ruins it for them if they have an image in their head of their mother naked all the time. So cover it up, yo.
Yeah, yo.
My mom, you guys, used to walk around naked from the bedroom to the bathroom. And even as an adult, I would shut my eyes and yell, Mom, what the heck? Nobody wants to be seeing that. But it really depends on the parents. I would say whatever they're comfortable, that's the cutoff.
I don't know. I think everyone's just like very dramatic about like naked bodies and nudity. And it's like, we all have it. The moment you get over yourself... I think that's what should be taught at a young age, and that's why I don't think there should be a cutoff. It's like, if you make it weird, your children are going to feel weird about it for the rest of their lives and feel like, oh my God, tremble when they walk in on someone. Or listen, if you walk in on someone on the toilet and you didn't know they were in there, oh my God, you startled me. I'm sorry. I'm not startled because you're naked. I'm just startled because I actually literally scared you and you scared me because I wasn't expecting you.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with your pants being around your ankles. It has nothing to do with anything. I also don't want you to be uncomfortable and embarrassed. There's no need to be uncomfortable and embarrassed around me. I'm definitely not uncomfortable nor embarrassed.
This we know. Tanya says, my older kids are 14 and 11 and they still see us nude. We would never go into their space in the nude, but they're welcome to come into our space when we're bathing or changing, and we often do. We've shared hotel rooms over the summer, and I was a little surprised that my 14-year-old was perfectly comfortable changing in front of all of us, but I would never introduce shame. So there you have it.
No.
But if you, if...
No need.
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, if kids are growing up this way, and you're never telling them, hey, cover up, they might do it in school, too. Let's get naked.
Okay. Maybe. They could. They could do it anywhere. But I think you can set a clear boundary of like, hey, you're free to do whatever you want to do in this house when it pertains to your body and feeling free outside of the house. You're going to get arrested. Period, point blank. Amy from SOTUS is here. My kids are 15, 17, 21, 24, and still walk into my room and bathroom while I'm nude. It's not a sexual thing. It's your body. Period, point blank. And the fact that...
Like I said, some families are closer.
And the fact that people make it sexual, ugh, weird on you. Ugh. You're gross for that. Sorry. That's how I feel.
Yeah, well, listen, that's fine. But even now, as a 41-year-old man, I'm not comfortable with seeing my parents nude. I'm just not going to do it.
Because they stopped at the ripe age of 9.
No, listen, if I'm 10 years old and I'm uncomfortable being nude in front of my parents, then yeah, that would be a sign for, okay, let's put some clothes on, everybody. That's all I'm saying. There's nothing shameful about being naked, especially in the privacy of your own home. But when everyone's doing it together, I just never understood. I couldn't wrap my head around that.
Moose is like, I make the rules and that's what, put your clothes on. Your dad's like, we pay the bills, so.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for the messages on Parental Confidential today. It's PXY Mornings. Stay there.
98 PXY.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.